Over the last 60 days or so, we've seen continually hot weather, temperatures often in the 90s to low 100s. Combination of heat and dryness has begun to take a toll on pastures and some of the more rainfall-sensitive summer crops, especially those that are fed by rain and not irrigated. We are seeing at least half of the topsoil moisture rated very short to short, topped by South Carolina at 83%. Other states above the 50% mark include Louisiana at 67%, Mississippi at 64%, and North Carolina now at 54%.
Texas has a rating of 55% short to very short. Now in our region, both Alabama and Georgia has a rating of 43% short to very short, while Florida is only 17% short to very short. And the hot, dry weather is taking its toll.
A lot of the grasses have browned out. For example, in North Carolina, 41% of the pastures are now rated very poor to poor. So we are seeing some visible impacts on grass growth and some of the rain-fed summer crops across the south as topsoil moisture continues to diminish and the hot weather persists.
But on the other side of the coin, Rippey says that weather system in Florida continues to bring rain to certain areas.
We have a weak low-pressure system that for several days parked itself over or near Florida, soaking the Sunshine State with heavy rain. That system is now on the move, heading along the coastal Carolinas and still continuing to produce some showers. That system has not shown any signs of tropical development, and it looks like it will escape without any tropical threat for the east coast of the United States. The east coast system could produce some 1 to 2 or 1 to 3 inch totals along the Atlantic seaboard.
And Rippey has a look ahead at next week's forecast, August 11th through the 17th.
Unfortunately for the southern United States, it looks like no end in sight for the heat, with hot weather expected stretching all the way from the Pacific coast states and throughout the southern half of the United States, the greatest likelihood for hot weather from Texas to Georgia. In terms of rainfall patterns in mid-August, we are looking at generally drier than normal conditions across a broad area of the country, particularly from the Intermountain West through the central and southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. The only areas expected to be wet, generally from the Great Lakes states into the northeast and up and down the Atlantic seaboard.